Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
And good evening, Joe Messina's audience. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe on Wednesday night. I hope you're all doing very, very well and having a wonderful evening, no matter where you are. And if you are in the Southeast, obviously our thoughts and prayers are with everybody, especially right now in southwestern Florida. Holy cow. You know, sometimes we talk about the hype of a hurricane coming, and a lot of people don't take it seriously. This one is a bad one, folks. I'm sure you've been watching the news or listening to the news, no matter where you are. But we'll talk about this for a few minutes here. I'm sure you can get your news, if you are focused on it, more intensely by watching Fox Weather or the weather station and such. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about right here before we get going tonight is how significant this storm is going to be, according to the Florida Power, Florida Power and Light, they are saying that Hurricane Ian is bringing life-changing effects and extensive damage to Florida's power grid. And it looks like this is not just going to be a quick fix, a few days, and it's going to be over. But the widespread and catastrophic damage to the state's electrical grid will take, in some cases, weeks, if not months, to fully fix. So the president and CEO, Eric Szilagyi, I think is his name, said Florida Power and Light's they expect it will have to completely rebuild sections of its electrical system given Ian's massive size and powerful winds, as well as the extensive rainfall and mass flooding it is now generating as we speak. He says there are sections of our territory we will not be able to repair. We will have to rebuild. I cannot stress the difference that makes. Rebuilding will take many days, weeks, or longer. Right now, they are in nightfall in Florida. 1.6 million people are without power. And this is a bad one, folks. So a lot of folks have moved down to southwestern Florida for the last couple of days. You know, they were joking. Florida residents were joking that this was going to be that this was going to be the test for the new initiation for those folks that have moved in. But I don't think even the folks that have been living in Florida for decades expected it to be this bad. And it's something that we all need to watch, and our thoughts and prayers are with everyone on this. But the media, of course, never let a crisis go to waste. Don Lemon over at CNN, he tries to blame Hurricane Ian on climate change And the National Oceanics Hurricane Director shuts him right down. He doesn't want to have any part of this. So these guys are fighting back, at least trying not to allow this thing to get too political. Here's a quick clip of Don Lamone as he's trying to blame Hurricane Ian on climate change.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this?
We can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, but I don't think we're going to get any more rapid intensification. If you look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the end.
Don is not looking at all pleased right about now. He's, wait a minute. That's not what I wanted to hear. Narrative, narrative, narrative.
Eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now, because it seems these storms are intensifying? That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative.
So anyway, they go on to talk about this, and Don Lamone is obviously not at all happy with this, because, hey, listen, this is an opportunity for the left and the media, and I know where I repeat myself, to bash Republicans, to bash Ron DeSantis, who doesn't want any part of this either. He's fighting back. He's saying, you know, this is ridiculous. Ron DeSantis, by the way, what an incredible job he has done thus far. Now, obviously, after everything moves through Florida, hopefully it doesn't turn into a hurricane again and hit the Carolinas, Georgia and Carolinas, which may happen here. This thing is a monster, folks. But Ron DeSantis is just fighting back, and he is not having any part of this. They are doing a phenomenal job. They've got folks stationed all up and down the state, ready to jump in as soon as it gets sub-45-mile-an-hour gusts, so they can start fixing the power and the infrastructure. So, you know, Ron DeSantis is doing a phenomenal job. He is in contact with FEMA. And the left, Joy Behar and CNN and everybody else, are just looking for a reason, any reason that they can, to bash the governor. They don't like him, looking like the governor. So anyway, we've got a lot more coming up here, folks, tonight. Three straight hours, a lot of fun coming up after the break. Interview that we've got coming up with fantastic guests. We're going to be speaking with Mark Tapson. Mark Tapson. Folks, don't go away. Three straight hours of fun coming up here on The Real Side Radio with Joe Messina. I am Whiskey Dave.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And welcome back, folks, to Real Side Radio. Again, Dave in the chair here for Joe. As often as I am, it is great to be with you across the fruited plains tonight. And thoughts and prayers are going out to folks down there in the southeast as they're dealing with this massive storm hitting much bigger than a lot of people assumed it would. But I got to tell you, it's good that you've got good leadership down there in Florida right now. But I wanted to shift issues here and talk about some other other things that are going on in the world, including culture, and nobody better than to have on, back on, it's been some time, Mark Tapson, who is the Shulman Fellow on Popular Culture for the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Mark, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I know you've been fighting a little bit of a bug and a flu. Hopefully you're feeling much better now.
Oh, yeah, things are all good now. But, yeah, for a while there, it was just getting kind of wearisome.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever somebody lets me know that they're not feeling well, I'm always like, eesh, hopefully you guys don't have the bug. Breaking news tonight, rapper Coolio just died this evening from apparently a cardiac event. For those that don't follow rap, and I'm not a big fan myself, but we certainly remember Gangster's Paradise, big featured in the movie Dangerous Minds back in the 90s. Another heart attack. My goodness. That's getting, I don't know if he's triple jabbed or not. I shouldn't say that on the air, but anyway, so I wanted to have you on tonight, and we can talk about anything across the board, but I really wanted to get your perspective on what's going on right now in culture, especially in Hollywood. I'm sitting here today and I'm listening to The View. You know, Joy Behar, Joyless Behar, whatever we call it, Whoopi Goldberg. And they were just raking DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, over the coals, over his leadership, or in their opinion, lack of leadership. And I'm watching, it looks like he's doing a phenomenal job down there in Florida. What is wrong with these ladies on The View?
Well, I think there's a lot that's wrong with them. But in terms of their attitude toward DeSantis, I mean, obviously, DeSantis, obviously the left is very afraid of DeSantis, because he's presidential material and he could be the nominee. And so they're terrified of him. So he's now the new Hitler, of course, and they have to start demonizing him as, all kinds of things, you know, racist, the all the usual suspects, you know, racism and anti-immigration and all the rest. So the messaging on the left, which the ladies of The View certainly promote, is that DeSantis is the enemy that is going to destroy democracy in America unless we vote in the Democrat Party again.
What's that saying? You know you're over the target when you're taking the most heat, right? Fire?
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. So I look at it the same reason as well. And I think DeSantis is doing a phenomenal job. And if you're in California, you take a look at the comparisons between what is now becoming less of a whisper and more of a discussion. And that is Gavin Newsom up against DeSantis in 2024. It sounds like there really are, you know, there's some Democrats that are out there that are really starting to think that Newsom has what it takes to start hitting out against Republicans. Do you see that as a viable option for the Democrats?
Oh, yes, I definitely do. And Newsom would love nothing more. Just to let your audience know, I live in California, so I'm unfortunately, sadly familiar with Newsom and his policies. But he would love nothing more than to become president. And so he's been aiming for that, even though I think he was denying it up until fairly recently. But he definitely is going to be in the running, and that's why he's already calling out DeSantis, you know, and wanting to debate him and challenging his leadership, because he sees that matchup coming down the line.
I loved DeSantis' response to Newsom last month. I guess Newsom put out an ad. I guess he used his own campaign money to put commercials out in Florida saying, come to California, it's where freedom is. And DeSantis says something along the lines of, I've lived in Florida most of my life, and I've never seen more California license plates. Last time I was in California, I saw zero Florida plates.
Well, I mean, the exodus out of California has been well known for quite a while now, and it's just been surging over the last couple of years. So it's pretty ludicrous. I think everybody in his or her right mind knows that nobody wants to move to California for any reason. I mean, this is a state that really should be paradise, and perhaps at one time it was, but Democrat policies over the years, that the one-party policies here have just reduced it to in many ways, almost a third world country. So it's sad to see. It is funny what DeSantis said, but I mean, in the bigger scheme of things, of course, it's really tragic what the Democrats have done to California and what under the Biden administration they would like to do to replicate all across America.
You know, I was just spent the weekend with the girlfriend in Central Valley, wine country, Paso Robles, went down to Morro Bay, Harmony, Cambria, and we're driving through, and it's just, I know California is crazy, but it is one of the most beautiful places on earth. On earth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything God has touched, everything nature has touched in this state is incredible. It's beautiful. The oceans, the mountains, the hills, everything man has touched in this state has gone to crap. And we're driving down the Highway 1, and we're just saying to ourselves, you can imagine if it was 1973 right now, how happy we would be. You know, Ronald Reagan and, you know. So it really is a shame what they've done to this state. I want to talk with you more about some of the other things, especially our culture, and maybe after the break we'll get into the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers, a series that you and David Horowitz did over the summer as well. Talking about, you know, these are the folks that live here in California, Southern California. You've got the Silicon Valley power elites, the tech titans. Do you see it ever changing? Do you see it going back, or is it just a lost cause?
You know, I know that there are a lot of conservatives who live out here in California or who have moved away from California who basically gave up on the state or have given up or in the process of giving up on it. And I have felt that way myself many times. I have to say, though, that I'm kind of cautiously optimistic, as the saying goes, because I do see things. I do see we'll call it a grassroots movement of conservatism in California. I do see it gathering momentum and being really positive and enthusiastic about changing things here.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to take a long time to turn this ocean liner around.
It is, and that's exactly what it is, an ocean liner. Mark, we're going to come back after the break. Mark Tapson, Shulman Fellow, Popular Culture at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, with Whiskey Dave here on Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. We've got the news coming right up. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Threat of Hurricane Ian and memories of storms past sent Teresa Iglesias and her son Robert Rodriguez racing across the state from their home in Cape Coral on the western coast in South Florida. With many others, Ms. Iglesias and Mr. Rodriguez joined a caravan headed east across I-75 to escape the worst of the massive storm. They checked into a hotel in Hollywood on Tuesday, then started making a few last-minute grocery purchases on Wednesday. Officials in Cuba say they were working to restore electricity after the storm there knocked out power to the entire island on Tuesday night. At least two people were killed in that storm. With less than 2 months until the midterm elections, progressive Democrats are facing a test of their power. The left also faced a series of disappointments as Democratic voters from Ohio to Illinois to Texas rejected high-profile progressive challengers to moderates or incumbent members of Congress during the primary season. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And hopefully it isn't hailing too much longer down in Florida, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe as I sit in on occasion. Last few weeks, a lot over at Realside Radio, and it's great to be with you, the good listeners across the fruited plain here on the GCN and Salem Radio Network. If you miss Joe, I'm sure you do, you can check him out at joemessina.com. And meanwhile, you've got me tonight for the next 2.5 hours, and we have got a fantastic guest right now, Mark Tapson, who writes about the intersection of politics and culture. Mark, you've got a new podcast, right?
That is true. I do. We launched it pretty recently. I've got about 4 or 5 episodes up, four, I think, at the moment, but a fifth one in the can. And it's called The Right Take with Mark Tapson, and it is on Spotify and, let's see, Apple Podcasts, and also you can listen to it directly at the Freedom Center, the David Horowitz Freedom Center's flagship website, which is called frontpagemag.com.
Frontpagemag.com. Everybody check it out. He's got some great guests on there, folks I've had on my show over the years. The great Michael Walsh. You got Heather McDonald. Yeah. Boy, those are some fantastic people. And they, you know, it's, when you have Michael on or you have Heather on, you just sit back. You just marvel at their intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah! They're fantastic guests, and they're so insightful and thoughtful. It's just a real privilege to be able to interview them. I've done also Dinesh D'Souza.
Great.
Although that one hasn't been released yet.
And, okay.
Just really fascinating people talking about the intersection of politics and culture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic when you get those folks that, that can talk about this stuff. But one of the things that I was interested in before we get into your series on the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers. What I wanted to do was there is a movie that came out through Breitbart Media. I think it was their first production, and it was about Hunter Biden. It's called My Son Hunter, and I know the producer. You do too. For folks that haven't seen it, tell them all about this movie and where they could find it, and is it worth it? Is it worth seeing?
Oh, I definitely think it's worth it. I reviewed it for frontpagemag.com, and I gave it a big thumbs up for a number of reasons. I mean, do I think that it's one of the great cinematic achievements of history, like Citizen Kane or The Godfather or maybe the first John Wick movie. No, I don't. But I do think that it's a big leap forward for what we could call conservative filmmaking. And I don't like to say conservative filmmaking, but in this instance, it qualifies because the team that made it is conservative, and because it's a political satire, as you mentioned, that has to do with Hunter Biden's laptop. So it's kind of inevitably political, and it's inevitably a conservative viewpoint because the left wouldn't touch this kind of a movie.
Right.
Well, let me just get back to the filmmakers for a second that you mentioned. It was produced by
Phelim and Ann.
Phelim McAleer and Ann McElhaney, who are known for the documentary Frack Nation and for the feature film Gosnell about the serial killer abortionist, the true story of the Philadelphia abortion.
Incredible movie, by the way.
Definitely. And it was written by My Son Hunter was written by a conservative screenwriter friend of mine, actually, Brian Godawa, a good friend. Mm-hmm.
And directed by Robert Davi.
Thanks for reminding me. Yes, directed by Robert Davi. I think it's a real creative leap forward. It takes some creative chances, which I don't know always work. There are some kind of, cinematic quirks in it, like word balloons on screen or characters breaking the fourth wall, as they call it, to address the audience directly. And I don't know that all that works, but I love the fact that they took the chances. And it's just the result is that it's wildly entertaining, I think, as well as really informative. I mean, even some left-wing film reviewers grudgingly admitted that they, would watch parts of the film and rush off to Google the information, and they discovered to their dismay that it was based on, that it was actually truth-based. So it's really an entertaining, unusual film. It's entirely conservative produced, and also, as you mentioned, distributed by Breitbart.com. So I think you can see it. I'm sure there are links all over Breitbart.com. That's probably the best or easiest place to send people to find it. But it's well worth watching, and it tells a story that the left simply would not touch. In fact, the principal actor, Lawrence Fox, who plays Hunter Biden, does just an outstanding job.
British.
I think he really elevates the film, actually, his performance. But I think he was talking with Tucker Carlson about the film, and said something I thought was very insightful. He said, back in the day, this film would have been made by Oliver Stone.
Mm.
It wouldn't have been down to small independent filmmakers to make it. He said, Hollywood would have lapped it up. And he said, it shows how badly Hollywood's been corrupted by woke ideology, that they wouldn't go anywhere near this movie. So, I think conservative or liberal, I think you should check this film out, and just see what it's all about.
I will tell you, I've watched half of it. My time is just so I've got it sitting now. I'm ready for the second half. I'll probably watch it late one night. I was actually impressed with the fact that they weren't shoving conservative down your throat. They were just showing the story. And if you follow politics and you follow the Hunter Biden chronicles, of what's been happening, a lot of this already, but they're doing it in a way which is to, I think, attract a broader audience, right?
Yes. And, my friend Brian Godawa, the screenwriter, he is the most intelligent, insightful person that I know about storytelling. And he told me, in fact, I had him as a guest on my podcast to talk about this movie, and he mentioned that his intention was not to simply demonize the Bidens, which he could easily have done. And, there's an audience out there that would have lapped that up. But he said, that's not telling a good story, and that won't suck people into the story. What you need to do is create a sympathetic character out of even someone like Hunter Biden. And that doesn't mean you have to like Hunter Biden. A sympathetic character is just kind of a literary term that means that you are interested in and or care about what happens to this character. And so I think the fact that Brian went out of his way to avoid demonizing, avoid the political talking points, and simply dive into the the personalities and the motivations and the truth of the matter of this whole laptop controversy, I think that really goes a long way toward making the film enjoyable and good storytelling.
Like I said, I saw the first half, so I can't talk for the whole movie. But the part that I saw, I really empathized with him because you could see that he knew that he was the black sheep. It was Bo, that Bo Biden, the oldest son who died. He was the golden child, and here you've got Hunter, and he knows that he's a screw up. And you could see it when he's having a discussion with his father at the back of the car, and you separate the politics from it is a story about a family, and I felt that somewhat compassionate for this guy, you know?
Yeah, I think it really makes for, I said earlier that it was wildly entertaining, but it's not just fun and funny. I think there are a lot of kind of affecting emotional moments, and Lawrence Fox's performance, I think, has a lot to do with that, and also the guy John James who plays Joe Biden. Their interaction, I think, is really compelling.
Yeah.
But I want to hasten to add that Brian Gavala, the screenwriter, did mention, he said, we don't whitewash the evil. We don't, try to make all of it, of the bad stuff disappear in this film. We definitely bring that out in the film, but, you have to make the characters human and sympathetic in order to draw audiences into the whole story.
So a definite recommendation here for Mark Tapson, and the half I've seen so far, it is good. It's very compelling. Like you said, it's not Gone with the Wind. It's not Godfather, but it is very entertaining and very timely as well. And I think the director definitely he understands that people's attention span today isn't what it once was. So there are some quirky things, as you mentioned, the fourth wall and some images that are put onto the screen, some random, wording and things. And it takes you out, but it certainly keeps your attention as well. And so anyway, we're going to continue this after the break because I really want to get into the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers here with Mark Tapson. We'll be right back, folks, after the break. Don't go away. We've got one more break here coming up this hour.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Welcome back to the last segment of the first hour tonight at the Joe Messina Show, Realside Radio. Second hour, we've got some other great guests coming up. Third hour, we're going to have open lines, and you can reach us at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You can talk about anything as long as it's interesting. But right now, we have a very interesting fellow, Mark Tapson, who is the Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He's also the host of the brand new original podcast. There's only a few episodes out. Do you listen to it? It sounds like there's some great ones in the can. You can find it on Front Page, The Right Take with Mark Tapson. Welcome back, Mark. Mark, I've wanted to have you on for a while because I really wanted to talk to you about this series. I think, what was it, like four articles on the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers, right? Talk about, first of all, why you decided to do this and how some of the aspects of who you decided to put on there.
I have to chuckle every time you say that headline because it actually started off as something a little more intense. David Horowitz, whom I work for, called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to do an article or a series of articles, as it turns out, about with the title, as he put it, the 25 most deranged Hollywood lunatics.
That sounds like Horowitz.
Exactly. He pulls no punches, and he's pretty hardcore. So I thought, well, with a title like that, how could I resist or how could I say no? But as it turns out, we ultimately kind of toned down the title a little bit, and also we scaled it back from 25 to 20 because as I did all the research for, tried to pin down 20 or 25 celebrities whose political bile was so intense that we had to profile them, I decided that I was just wading through so much profanity and hate that I went back to David and I said, David, I don't know that people are going to be able to finish reading if we have 25. I think we need to scale it down to 20 because it's just such a slog through ugliness that I think we need to just limit it to 20. So that's what we ultimately did. And I want to point out that it wasn't really intended to be an exercise in celebrity bashing, as fun as that often is. There's really a serious motivation behind it, and that is to target the influence that Hollywood celebrities have. And I know a lot of conservatives think, oh, who cares what that celebrity or this celebrity thinks? They're just Hollywood dummies and don't know anything, and their opinion doesn't count. But unfortunately, their opinion is very influential among tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people around the world who do care, or at least they're interested in and influenced by what conservatives have to say. So, when you look at the media attention that is showered on these people, it's clear that the left is very well aware of how influential these celebrities are. Filmmaker Rob Reiner, for example, who probably most conservatives know of as Meathead from All in the Family in the 1970s, he's got no expertise or insight as a political commentator beyond just a rabid hatred of his political opponents. But MSNBC regularly trots him out to deliver these deranged diatribes against the right. And it's that sort of thing, with the media treating these narcissists, these virtue-signaling narcissists as, insightful political commentators. That's really the problem here, is that the mainstream media grants these people a megaphone, these people who live in the most thought-conformist bubble of any demographic in the country. And so we thought it would be a good idea to just sort of compile a lot of the most outlandish, if not profane, comments and opinions of 20 of the biggest celebrities. They're not all A-listers, but they're all either A-list names or recognizable faces.
So we
put that list together.
Before we get into a few of the names, and I know that our listening audience is definitely going to want to know some of the top names, I want to ask you this. I love film. I love good series. I just binged Better Call Saul, maybe one of the greatest television series of all times, next to Breaking Bad. The Americans. I love good stories. And when you get a character that is played by an actor you know has a seething hatred for you personally because they disagree with you. As a conservative, I think, and I speak for myself, but I assume a lot of people have to do this, I've learned how to separate that from the role that they're playing. If I'm watching George Clooney, who I enjoy his work, I can't listen to him talk about politics. Why can't the left do that? Why can't they separate? You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right. It really damages your art as a performer if your personal political persona overshadows the character that you're playing, or dominates the screen when you appear. That is a real problem for audiences, but they don't really care. Once you reach a certain level of fame, you start to not care about your audiences anymore. You're really appealing to the audience that agrees with you politically, and you kind of sneer at the Americans in the flyover states, who have these very white supremacist ideas, and white nationalist ideas. they cannot separate. They can't tone down their political activism because it's so integral to who they are. I think conservatives have a much easier time compartmentalizing the political part of their personality than the left does. Leftists, you know, that their political activism is who they are, and they don't compartmentalize it. It's just so it inevitably leaks into their art.
So let's talk about some of the, and choose a handful if you can, some of the 20 dumbest Hollywood hate mongers, or as David Horowitz would call them, what did he say they were?
The most deranged Hollywood lunatics.
The deranged. All right, choose some of your faves.
Yes. Well, the list, we've numbered the list from 20 up to number one, and of course the list is necessarily kind of subjective. But it's got some real longtime A-listers like Jane Fonda, you know, on pen, people who are just really overt political activists. You mentioned earlier a couple of women from The View, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. We put them on the list as well. There are some fairly obvious choices like Michael Moore, the documentary propagandist. Jim Carrey, you know, the comedian who just became completely unhinged with Trump derangement syndrome. Rob Reiner, whom I mentioned earlier. Kathy Griffin, whom you will recall destroyed her career by posing with the mock severed head of Donald Trump. So those are all pretty – there are some more A-list names, and there are a few whose names may not be recognizable, but you know their faces. Ron Perlman, for example, who's probably well-known.
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy.
One of the greatest television shows of all time, by the way, folks.
Yeah. Ron Perlman is just exploding with profane anger.
Yeah.
Who's another one? I guess Patton Oswalt, who's a comedian and actor. And,
yeah.
Not so well known. Alec Baldwin, of course, an A-list name. Alyssa Milano. And I'll go ahead and give away whom we have at the top spot. And again, this is all very subjective, but I think he's probably earned the top spot. It's Robert De Niro, who just for a couple of years there could not appear anywhere on stage, like, for example, during Hollywood Awards shows. He could not appear on stage without just degenerating into F Trump this, F Trump that. He would just lose it.
You said about Robert De Niro that he said after Trump won, he said, I'm speaking as De Niro, I feel like I did after 9/11. I mean, that is deranged, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Trump derangement syndrome. Of course, I think DeSantis derangement syndrome is on its way and might even surpass Trump derangement syndrome. But the Hollywood left just lost its mind over Trump and really exposed who they are and just how vile their political opinions are and their hatred.
Yeah.
Or people like you and me, their political opponents.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody where they could find the articles on the list and also your podcast, please.
Yeah, you can find the articles at frontpagemag.com. You might have to search, you know, Hollywood hate mongers. And also the podcast, you can view the podcast directly there at frontpagemag.com as well.
It's well worth reading, folks. It's fantastic. Listen, we're living in a culture where celebrity is what gets the press. And like you said, Mark, you know, they're going to have celebrities on to talk about the hurricane because they, of course, are the meteorologists that you're going to go to. They're going to be talking about politics. They're going to be talking about Ukraine. And it's crazy because they memorize lines. You know, they show empathy. You know, they know who they are in a character. Why do we as a society think that these people should be held on a pedestal to talk about everything? That's what's incredible to me. Mark, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We'll have you back on again real soon and hope to see
my
you
pleasure,
personally,
Dave.
You know, down the road here shortly as well. Thanks so much.
Yeah, likewise. It's been too long.
Thank you so much, Mark. All right, folks, we'll be back again for hour number two after the break. Commercials and news at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away, folks, at Real Side Radio.